Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Welcome, Journey of You community. I am so excited. I have known Regina for 20 plus years now. Wow, that's so hard to believe. It's been two whole decades. She's also the godmom to my oldest, and a very, very sweet friend. And I'm so excited to catch up with her as well as introduce her to all of you. So Regina, welcome.
Thank you, Tonya. It's such a blessing to be with you and your audience. I love the title of your broadcast. That is so, it's just amazing. So thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me be here.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I'd love for us to learn just a little bit more about you. Who is Regina Rogers?
Well, I say it this way. I am just a girl who loves God, who finds joy and purpose in helping others learn that he loves them as well. And so I'm a minister. First and foremost, I am a believer and I am a minister, ordained minister, but I am probably not the typical minister in that I really put first who the soul of the person that I'm dealing with and that I'm interacting with. Mm-hmm. All the external stuff is really not something that I put a lot of emphasis on, because I believe that a person at their core and who they are in their soul is really going to inform who they are outwardly. And so I try to get to know a person like deeper than just what is on the outside. And I've had relative success at that.
Yeah.
Being able to dive down into the desires, the expectations, any hurt a person has gone through that kind of, informs who they are as a person. And I try to get, then the Lord helps me kind of, minister from that perspective. So I'm not the typical, but I teach, I preach, all of that, but I'm really more concerned about who a person is and that they know who they are in God.
Yes.
So I go around about things probably a little different.
I love that though. It makes perfect sense, because that's literally why the Journey of You exists. Because to your point, it's all about knowing who you are, especially who you are in Christ. And so often a lot of us don't. Or we have to go on a journey to figure that out. And we need people along the way like you that can help pull that out of us. So have you always known that that's what you wanted to do? Or how did you land in ministry in that part of it?
No, not at all. Now, I've loved God all my life. Like, and this is going to sound weird, okay? But I don't remember a time when I did not sense God's presence in my life. Like, from a little kid, like, my earliest memory, it was like I sensed God's presence in my life. And so it's always been God. And so I never thought about myself being a minister. I wanted to be a businesswoman. I wanted to get into real estate and flip houses and make money. Okay. Can I be real? I wanted to make money.
Yes.
I wasn't looking for any of this, but I was about 20 years old when I first began to sense God tugging at my heart as far as a call. And I was running from it because I grew up in an environment where it was told that women don't preach, women aren't ministers, So I thought I was going crazy. I thought I was, I don't know what. I'm like, what? I know I'm hearing this. I know I am. I know I'm feeling this and sensing this. And so I ran from it for a couple of years. And finally, God was like, okay. Okay. And so that's really how it came to be. And from there, I just connected with other women who were in ministry, because like I said, growing up in that environment, that it wasn't of God. It was for me back in the mid-90s when this happened. This was like 96, 95, 96. It didn't make any sense for me to try to connect with male mentors, because it was very rare that you came across a man who accepted that. So, but God put women in my path. Oh my God. He put women in my path who are called of God, and they were doing things for God, and they loved God, like for real, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just been a journey, literally, of almost 30 years. Of God just pulling more and more out of me, if that makes sense, as I go along the way. So, no, I didn't always know I wanted to be a minister. I wanted to be a businesswoman and make money. Yes.
Well, thinking about that journey then, like, what would you say, knowing even the desires that you wanted about making money and then God saying, nope, this is what I want you to do. What would you say have been those biggest obstacles along the way? And how did you like settle, like, okay, God, this is what we're doing?
Definitely the biggest obstacle has been the insecurity of being a woman in this space. Not that I don't have some of the stories that some of the women who came before me have, like, I don't have those stories, mainly because I don't place myself in obvious places where people don't accept women. But I do have, you know, some experience with people kind of challenging, even as recent as just a few months ago.
Really?
You know, whether or not women in ministry is legitimate. And literally, Tonya, literally, it's only been since, I'm just trying to say, December, when God really gave me the peace that you are doing right. This is from me. Literally, like I just said that he first called me in like 1995.
Yes.
In December of 2023, I finally have been able to rest and know. And I'll tell you how that came. I was studying for, I have scripture clinics. They're like a very intense, immersive Bible study that I host every other month. And the ladies wanted to learn more about the prophetess Deborah in the Old Testament. So I'm doing research about her, how she came to be a judge and all of that. And I came across a verse where it describes how God raised up judges. And it said that if God raised up a judge, he established them and he was with them. And I'm studying about Deborah, but as I'm reading that verse, Holy Spirit's like, read it again. And it's like, God raised up judges. He was with them. And then the light bulb just came on. If God raised judges, he raised Deborah.
Yes.
Who was a woman.
Yes.
And he established her. And he was with her. She judged Israel for over 20 years. Not only as a judge, but as a prophetess, the only female judge in the line of judges, in the succession of judges, but God raised her up. Yes. And so if God raised up Deborah, absolutely has no issue with raising up women. He will raise up women, and he has. And so that finally has broken me free from any uncertainty that may have and has been or had been swirling around. So, yeah.
That is so powerful, Regina.
I taught even with the uncertainty.
Yes.
But God saved me from the uncertainty just a few months ago. Isn't that something?
That's incredible, because then my next question is, like, how many of us walk around with uncertainty? Okay. And you're talking about 1995 to 2023. That's 28 years. How did you still continue to preach and minister and teach even though you were uncertain? How did you know to just keep going forward? How did you walk through that?
It was literally by faith, Tonya. It was literally by faith. It was literally me going, constantly going back to the moment that I sensed the call, and reliving that and keeping that in front of me, that kept me, just kept me going, even in the even in the uncertainty of people asking questions or challenging or whatever. You will always have to go back to the origin, of the vision that God has given you, because people are going to challenge. I love this. I heard this, I don't know, a couple of years ago, that when God called you, it's okay if no one around you understands, because it wasn't a conference call. It was personal.
That's so good.
You know, no one was in the room with me in 1994 when God invaded my room and said, you know, I'm calling you. No one was there, but I had to be able to have the courage. I'm gonna use that word. I had to have the courage to keep on reaching back through the 90s, through the early 2000s, through up until 2023.
Yeah.
I had to keep reaching back for that original moment when I sensed that call, and I just the only way I could do it is by faith. Yes. That's it.
Absolutely. That's it. So then once you got that confirmation, even in December, and it was like the aha moment, how has it felt preaching and teaching, you know, in the 5 months since then?
Man, let me tell you. It invoked a confidence that I'm pretty sure that I had not had up until that point, Tonya. Now, I'm not saying this, you know, braggadocious or anything, but I've always had, you know, the Lord's always been faithful to give me a great word, great teachings, all, you know, always. But it's different when you know that you're the one that God wants to carry it. Does that make sense?
It makes
you
perfect
know, sense. You can know that it's good. You can know in the Psalms 31 woman, it says she knows her merchandise is good. You know, I knew that it was good, but I didn't know that I was good. You know what I mean? Like, you see what I'm saying? It's a difference. And him releasing me in that moment in December, it was phenomenal. So, yes.
I love that. I love that. And what about women that are listening right now that they know, to your point, what they're doing is good, but they don't know who they are or that they are good?
Yes. I would say, okay, and since this is, you know, a faith-based podcast and listening audience, I don't feel weird putting it this way, but I had to spend quite a bit of time focusing on God calling me worthy. So, He gave me a message a couple of years ago to this exact end, where he used like the royal family as an example for me, as a backdrop. When Queen Elizabeth was with us, whenever one of her sons or grandsons got married, she had to put the seal. She had to declare, right, over that bride who she was going to be from that moment on. If you notice, their names change when they marry into the royal family, and that's only decreed by her. And God used that to show me what happens in the kingdom of God when we come in to the kingdom. He changes our name, and He declares us worthy. It's nothing that we do. That's what grace is about. I know a lot of people get all weird about grace or what they think grace is, but truly all grace is God giving us what we can't give ourselves. We can't give ourselves worthiness. We can't give ourselves to the ability to be enough. He declares that we're enough. We can't give ourselves holiness. We have to partake of His holiness, and we are the moment he says we are. So as soon as she declared Meghan Markle, you know, a Duchess of Cornwall, as soon as she declared, you know, Camilla, you know, who she declared the her title, they became that instantly. Regardless of what their past was, regardless of who they were in their past, that moment when she declared it, that's who they became. And that, and God likened that for me with us. I don't care if you were a ratchet, raggedy person. As soon as you came to faith in our Lord Jesus, he declared you an heir and a joint heir. He declared you the head and not the tail. He declared you above only and never beneath. Instantly, it was nothing that you had to work toward. It was nothing that you had to be good enough for. You just coming to him in relationship, he bestowed it on us. And so, but we have to practice that because it doesn't always feel that way. It doesn't always feel like that way. So we have to be intentional about reminding ourselves. And I also would say, Tonya, surrounding yourself with people who get that and who know that, who can help provoke that and pull that or pour that into you is very important. If you don't have people around you who know that, it's going to be even more challenging. But that's what I would say. Just dig in that word about who God says you are. Rehearse it. Be intentional about it until it becomes a second language to you. That's the only way.
It's so true. And to your point, even surrounding yourself, because iron sharpens iron. And so in those moments where, like you just talked about, you get caught up in those feelings and it's like, I don't feel worthy. You need those prayer warriors around you that can help remind you so that you're not having to fight against that alone. So I love that. I think that is critical, because every day isn't going to be easy. There are some days that you're like, yes, God called me worthy. And there are other days that go in your head, but you might not feel it in your heart.
Absolutely. And those moments come unexpectedly sometimes. Like you've been doing good for a while, and then all of a sudden you get a hit or a blow, and it's like, oh my God. Like that literally happened to me in like October. That's what I believe, that's why God used me preparing for that scripture clinic to help finally break that thing, because I was devastated. I had a very close friend who just all of a sudden, now, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't believe? What are you saying to me right now? It was a complete blow because we were such good friends. But so even when those things come at us unexpectedly, we have to have those things to be able to pull from so that we don't stay down very long. I know sometimes we, when we get those blows and get those hits, we have to sit down, we have to regroup, but we can't stay there. We can't stay there. We have too much to do. And it's just important for us to be able to have the tools that we need to get back up again.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned being in the Word. What tools or even specific scriptures would you say that if somebody is stuck or they had to sit down for a minute and regroup, what would be the best place for them to start, do you think?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. I would say I get so much life from the Psalms and from the Proverbs. Yeah. Like literally, like any issue you could think of that you might be dealing with, you can find a resource in either the Psalms or the Proverbs that can help you. So I am a foundational person, so those verses that can help dig down in the issue and uncover what is really going on under there. I go to the Psalms and Proverbs so much about my own, but not just about surface things, like I need a, you know, I need God to provide. No, but just like heart stuff, like what's going on in my heart, what's going on in my spirit, what's going on in my soul, my emotions. I mean, the Psalms and the Proverbs, I don't think you're going to find anything better to help you get to the root of some stuff and find the strength to move on in the things that God would have to say to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Psalms and Proverbs. I'm like, we're doing a study right now through the Psalms, and like some of them that I'm like, I didn't even know that was in there.
Exactly. It's so full of good stuff. And when I think about how long ago those things were written, and how in the world, God, were you able to pin, you know, things that are relevant in 2024? Like,
it's fascinating. I understand completely. I know Psalms 18 and 23 and 91 are like my go-to favorites. And Psalm 1, absolutely love that one. But just even learning how it was written, like you said, so long ago, and how a lot of it was David lamenting, and that it's okay for us to come to God just as we are, and we can lament. He wants us to do that. And then there are times that we come in praise. And so being able to even walk through that and just seeing the difference in that of like, we don't have to come every time, but you know, God is this. And I declare, it's like, God, I'm broken and I'm hurting. Please help me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that demonstrates trust, Tonya, in my estimation, being able to do that, it demonstrates, God, I trust you. I trust you with my life. Mm-hmm. You know, not just trust you with, you know, this financial need, not just trust you with my children, but I trust you with my literal life. And I need you to intervene. I need you to show me the way. I need you to order my steps. I need you to help me not keep making mistakes. I need you, God. And the Psalms, I believe the Proverbs are really,
so true. So true. And for people that are listening right now, that they're like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but you know, I still need to be encouraged, or I still need help. Like, would you mind just praying to cover them, that even through the uncertainty, they can still keep pressing forward until they do have that aha moment as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this journey of you community, God. I thank you for every soul, God. God, I thank you for every life that is being touched, Father, that Tonya has an influence with and is impacting, God, not just now, but even into the future. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will reveal yourself to them. God, even as you have revealed yourself to me, God, give them their burning bush moment. God, give them their Damascus Road moment, God, where they know that they know that they know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are with them. Father, I pray, God, for every person, God, who may be struggling, God, with feelings of unworthiness or feelings of uncertainty. And God, you know how you have helped me, God, even this past year, God, even these past few months, Father, overcome some of those things. So God, I pray with all confidence, God, that I know that you're going to touch, God, the very root, God, of wherever they are struggling with uncertainty, wherever they are struggling with insecurity and uncertainty. God, I pray that you give them a holy boldness, God, that only you can give. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, God, that they're going to begin to understand, God, that they can partake of your faith. We don't have to even have our own faith, God. You give us of your faith. So, Father, I pray, God, that they would reach up in you through your word, through prayer, through devotion, God, so that they can access, hallelujah, the mind of Christ, the mind of God concerning them. And God, whatever, hallelujah, whatever is a blockage, whatever is a hindrance or a stumbling block, Father, I pray that you would remove it in the name of Jesus. God, begin to surround them with others who are like-minded, who can help them in their journeys. And Father, I thank you that you're going to do it, and you're going to do it so fast, God. I believe you're going to do it with speed. Hallelujah. And I pray, God, that their hearts are ready for this next season in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Amen. Next season of life. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Regina. I mean, my heart is so full right now. And for those of you who are listening that you want to stay connected with Regina as well, I do want to share her information. You can go to her website, which is www.regina-rogers.com. You can also connect with her on Facebook and Instagram at Regina Marie. Any final words or last thought that you want to, you know, share with everybody for them to take away?
Well, Tonya, first, I just want to say again, thank you so much for inviting me. This has been amazing. I really do believe that you have a gem here, and I just pray that you continue to cultivate it, keep digging in that gold mine, and I believe God is going to just take this beyond what you even understand right now. I believe that. I sense to say that to you, that you don't even know where God is going to take this, but just keep being faithful to it, and he's going to show you, he's going to wow you. That's what I'm hearing. He's going to wow you. Thank he's you. Going to wow. But for your listeners, I just again want to emphasize getting that word, you know, make some dedicated time to get in God's presence so that he can, because he is doing things quickly right now. Like, this is a season, I don't know if anyone else senses it, but it's like things are just happening so rapidly that he has to do some stuff in our hearts and in our souls to prepare us for where he wants to lead us. And but don't worry about the how. He got the how. Just be open and he's gonna do it.
Yes. Amen to that. I love that. Don't worry about the how, because we know who.
Yes.
I love That's it. It. I love yes. it. I love it. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Remember, if you want to connect, you can easily call or text 678-310-4357. I'd love to continue the conversation with you. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.